playing the audio of the one of the brothers that owns a club in Rhode Island where he just lost it at this press conference yesterday. And we got to talking about all the kind of the sobbing people that we've covered over the years in the news. So many of them are sports people. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the one thing you think people could like turn the other cheek and go, "Eh, we lost the game, but we gave it our best effort." But man,
no way.
A lot of bawling athletes out there.
Well, when you figure the emotion that goes into a game, you know.
I know, but this is real life.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Devastated my family and I, as it has to all Rhode Islanders. The incredible grief we're feeling cannot truly be expressed by words. We realize there's very little we can say that will provide comfort to the thousands of people that have been affected by this horrific tragedy. Please know that you are in our prayers.
Uh-oh.
You are struggling with and enduring the unbearable shock and sadness with you. This tragedy has claimed the lives of our friends.
They're right there in the speech says, parentheses, cry.
Yes. Well, you can hear the paper, the pages turning.
Husbands, wives.
The one that really freaked me out that we're going through some of these crying things, so we kind of play them all at once. We'll try and do that tomorrow. But Mark found this one of Jon Stewart crying. Jon Stewart from The Daily Show?
Yeah, right.
After 9/11.
I actually know who he is.
I mean,
yeah,
I just don't... That guy is, like, on such a cool plane. I just didn't see him crying on national TV after 9/11.
No way.
Now, I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. I'm very impacted by hearing it, though.
No way in hell. Yeah, I have to hear that.
Did you have trouble processing that, Mike?
It was...
Isn't it weird?
It was like one big cry. So you didn't get what the point was?
No, you didn't get the point. He isn't making sense. I feel like... It's funny. I was watching Dan Rather cry about 9/11.
Right.
It's like, yeah, what an emotional piece of baggage he is. I mean, when you take it out of its context, that's kind of why I think people are always bummed out when they cry on camera, because you know it's going to be run like years later. People are going to go,
sure.
What's he bawling about?
Well,
jeez, get a hold of yourself.
Well, they all know that's what everybody, that's the best thing you can ever have going for a cameraman. I mean, that's priceless.
Yeah.
Anybody crying on camera is terrific.
But it does, it makes you look like a real, like, just a scatterbrain years after the fact. That's why you never want to do it.
Makes you look weak.
Yeah, well, Dan Rather, that's why I'm telling you, I can't process this Jon Stewart thing. It doesn't fit his personality for
right.
him to be bawling on TV.
Right, right.
So I'm starting to think, maybe I misinterpreted this guy. But listen to Dan Rather first, and then we'll play Jon Stewart.
The songs we sing will have a completely different meaning. Example, you know, America, they're beautiful. Who can sing now with the same meaning we had before? Of one stanza of that goes, "Oh, beautiful for patriot's dream, that sees beyond the years thine alabaster city's gleam, undimmed by human tears." We can never say that song again.
Oh, boy.
That way.
There he goes. There he goes.
David, you've been terrific to have you on tonight. I'm so sorry for this.
They're like holding hands at this point, too.
Yeah.
Did you see that part?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. You know, he set himself up. I mean, that's the thing. You know, some of those things, you know, when you start saying the words, that's going to be the difficult moment, and you might not survive it, and you're probably going to break into tears.
I know. It's really tough.
Therefore, a lot of people would just suggest that you just not deliver anything that emotional.
Exactly. That's why.
You know what I mean?
I wish at the time I was saying, oh, God, I wish he was just at home doing this. I know he's going to hate himself for it the next day.
Yeah, right.
But it was really a great moment. Actually, Dan Rather, that was, I don't know, that kind of worked for me. And it was strange. The Letterman show was really strange that day. But this Jon Stewart thing, I'm still grappling with it. Did you hear the whole thing?
No. This will blow
your mind. I just heard it for the first time.
I haven't heard it.
You went to get coffee during commercials, and I listened to it.
Yeah, I haven't heard it at all.
It'll freak you out.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people saw this, too. You know, The Daily Show isn't the most watched show, but it's certainly not where you'd go after 9/11.
No, I don't think very many people
have. We've had an unenduring pain here, and I wanted to tell you why I grieve.
Ooh.
But why I don't despair. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Luckily, we can edit this.
I wonder if they did edit this. Maybe this is
the reason I don't despair is because
I'm sure that they kept it in.
It's not a dream.
Yeah.
But the aftermath of it, the recovery, is a dream realized. And that is Martin Luther King's dream.
Hmm?
What?
Well, I'll lighten up on the wall.
Whatever barriers we've put up are gone.
What in the hell are you talking about?
And we're judging people.
Whoa, he is on.
I know. I'm telling you, it freaked me out.
I thought he was going to have a quick recovery.
The content of the character. And.
Right. I know.
You know, all this talk about these guys are criminal masterminds. They've gotten together and they've their extraordinary guile and their wit and their skill. It's a lie. Any fool can blow something up.
One thing this reminds me of is that I do not want to be going through this crap again. I do not want people blowing crap up in this country. Listening to this is like, those were the worst couple of months. I mean, that just absolutely sucked.
I'll never forget that day.
Well, gee, I sure would like to go to Vegas, but no, I don't want to get on a plane now.
Exactly. Well, sure.
Football game. Oh, boy, look at all the security of the football game.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, do I really want to do it. Gee, boy, would they blow up that stadium?
Well,
I know. That whole thing was so bad.
Well, it's so ridiculous that every destination you contemplate, you have to see it as a target.
Yeah.
Not as a place you're going, but as a possible target.
So where the Bush administration finally got involved, by the way, in the banners over football stadiums issue. And I think they put the final nail in the coffin for that, which the people flying the planes are pissed because they're claiming that, like the University of Michigan, for example, always was trying to do that just because they wanted to put the advertising they weren't getting any money out of business. And now they feel they're using 9/11 to put good business people out of work. And the Bush administration doesn't see it that way at all. They see it as, look, it's a huge stadium. It's a lot of people. No fly zone. End of story. But back to Jon Stewart's crying jag.
Which does go on forever.
I know. It's forever. It's got another 2 minutes and 4 seconds.
Any fool can destroy. But to see these guys, these firefighters, these policemen, and people from all over the country, literally with buckets, rebuilding. That's extraordinary. And that's why we've already won. They can't, it's light. It's democracy. It's we've already won. They can't shut that down. They live in chaos. And chaos, it can't sustain itself. It never could.
My biggest problem is I don't
philosophical
really,
here.
The rap doesn't really make much sense to me.
He's spun out. I mean, he's completely
spun out. Yeah, I don't even see him as the same person.
Well, no, it's all disjointed thoughts. It's just top of mind. It's you might as well be looking at an ink blot.
What's World Trade Center?
I'm not so sure I like hearing his boogers either.
No, it's just awful. Remind me to never cry in public.
And now it's gone.
At least
and they attack
blow your nose.
This symbol of American ingenuity and strength and labor and imagination and commerce, and it is gone.
Mighty
do you know what
thoughts.
The view is now? The Statue of Liberty. The view
from
South
his pencil on
is now the Statue of Liberty.
Table.
Make the point.
Yes, yeah.
You can't beat that. So we're going to take a break,
found
and I'm going
to that pencil.
Stop slobbering on myself in the desk, and
so nobody's laughing.
We're going to get back to this, and it's going to be fun and funny, and it's going to be the same as it was. And I thank you.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Put Todd Jones in there. What's Todd? Is Todd Jones crying about being traded?
This is when he got traded, and he was just saying goodbye to the Tigers.
Yeah, this is. I remember this.
The one thing I feel bad about is that I wasn't able to bring the Tigers a little more in the trade, but that's my fault because I didn't pitch good this year. It's been an honor to be a Tiger, and it was great throwing the last pitch at Tiger Stadium, and having a chance to spend time with Ernie Harwell.
It's great.
It sounds silly after the fact.
I know, it sounds like everyone's just spinning out.
I know.
I think we should dedicate ourselves to
Gale Sayers.
Oh, yeah.
Who can forget?
Give our maximum effort to win this game. And give the game ball pick.
The pick.
We can all sign it. And take it up. My God.
Well, I feel all right. You know, I got hit in the back of the head, and, you know, that was, I went from diving on the ball and got hit in the back of the head, and, you know, next thing I remember, you know, the fans were cheering when I'm laying on the field hurt, and I think it's f***ing bullshit, you know, to be honest with you. But, you know,
Tim Couch.
They got their own opinion, so if they don't like me, then that's all I'm going to say about it.
Timmy, obviously, you're upset about that. You've taken it in the past.
That's not all you're going to say about it.
Why now are you so upset?
You know, I've been here going on 4 years now, and, you know, I've laid it on the line for this team and this city. And for him to turn on me.
No, you did it for yourself and your team, not for the city.
It's a joke.
Come on.
It's a f***ing joke to me, and I've worked my ass off here. And, you know.
Yeah, you paid well.
It's hard to take, man. It is. And
there he goes.
He's going now. Yeah.
Where do you down go goes Couch!
Is it a thing, me against them now, or, I mean.
Well, you know, you would think when the guys.
I don't know. You know, I mean. That's not what I want.
You watch it and you think that your time will never come. And,
Troy.
You know, my time's Troy. Come. And, today I announced my retirement from the National Football League. I know it's the right thing for me because of my health, concussions, my back problems that I've had.
Oh, boy.
It took its toll. I loved it when they called us the triplets.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, meant a lot to me. I told Emma when I saw him, earlier, there's nothing I would have loved more than to be on the field when you break Walter Payton's record. Michael was a guy who he worked hard. He worked, he gave everything he had.
I don't want to be a head coach here in training camp or here next year in the middle of the season and say to myself, I should have retired when I was on top. And these players.
Which is dramatic and instantaneous collapse.
These guys.
Yeah, I never knew the context of it. That was when he retired from...
After the Eagles, from the Rams.
From the Rams. Yes. Right, okay. I forgot when it was.
I don't want to be a head coach here.
I thought that was after the Super Bowl.
Or here next year in the middle of the season and say to myself, I should have retired when I was on top. And these players.
So unexpected.
These guys are unbelievable people. Nobody knows these guys. Except maybe their moms and dads or wives better than I know them. And I've shared so many little conversations
you know better,
with
you've seen their dicks.
That only they know.
Sorry. I promise you, nothing like this will ever happen again. I'd like to thank...
Who's this?
The people of Wisconsin.
Mark Chimura.
Prayers.
Oh, okay, that.
Gave me my presumption of innocence from the start.
Yeah, sure. That's right.
Mark Chimura was the one who was in the hot tub with
that young chick.
What did he do? I'm trying to remember what happened in the hot tub. Did he have his dick out?
He was in the bathroom. He had his dick out, definitely.
Yeah, he was in the bathroom with that chick.
Yeah, with his dick
I'm
out.
Sorry. Let's go.
I don't know, just... Season, the end of the season, just stuff.
This is playoffs.
Goes on that people don't know about, you know, and just stuff. I can't talk about stuff. I just can't. I just I just can't. I will not quit. I want to coach here. I should be the coach here. I'll just tell you that right now. I should be.
Alrighty.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Well, I'll start off by saying this. Do not blame that game on the defense, okay? I don't care who you play, whether it's a high school team, a junior college team.
I wish we could have got this guy.
Much less an NFL team.
Just to do something.
When you turn the ball over 5 times, 4 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown, 3 others in field position to set up touchdowns, you ain't going to beat anybody I just talked about. Anybody. All right? And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. You know? You can't turn the ball over 5 times like that. Holy crap. I don't know who the hell we think we are when we do something like that.
Who the hell we think we are?
I guess still not making the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
I don't know who the hell we think we are.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike in the morning.